Hello, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today's program introduces three films that explore the subject of life and death. Heaven Can Wait, Henry Poole Is Here, and Hereafter. Our first feature is the 1978 comedy film entitled Heaven Can Wait. Oscar winner Warren Beatty and two-time Oscar-nominated Buck Henry directed as well as starred in the production. Warren Beatty also co-wrote the script with two-time Oscar-nominated Elaine May, adapted from the original stage play by Harry Segal. The story is about Joe Pendleton, played by Warren Beatty. Joe is the backup football quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams and wants to play in the upcoming Super Bowl. After a collision with a truck, Joe finds himself in the wait station.
I'm not supposed to be here.
But you are here.
Well, you guys made a mistake.
This is insupportable. You're talking to Mr. Jordan.
Well, anybody can make a mistake.
Mr. Jordan, we're due to take off for this.
Yes, I have the situation in hand. Joe, if you don't take your place, the others won't be able to complete their journey. Do you think that's fair?
His celestial escort, played by Buck Henry, explains that he is where souls of the newly dead go before arriving at their next destination. However, Heaven's ambassador, Mr. Jordan, played by Golden Globe winner James Mason, says that the escort has made a mistake. He has taken Joe's soul from his body 50 years too early. Alas, Joe cannot return because his body has been cremated already. Therefore, Joe's soul must enter another man's body to complete his time on Earth. After searching through several possibilities, Joe agrees to accept the body of millionaire industrialist Leo Farnsworth. As Mr. Farnsworth, Joe is faced with many challenges. In order to fulfill his dream of playing quarterback in the next Super Bowl, Mr. Farnsworth purchases the Los Angeles Rams and enlists the help of Joe's coach and good friend Max Corkle, played by Jack Warden. As things begin to fall into place for Mr. Farnsworth, it is soon time for Joe's soul to depart from the body. With a humorous script and superb cast ensemble, Heaven Can Wait is a fun film about mortality and destiny. Among its numerous accolades, the movie won three 1979 Golden Globes and the 1979 Oscar for Best Art Direction, Set Decoration, and was nominated for 8 other Oscars. Let us now take a look at the 2008 American drama Henry Poole Is Here, directed by Mark Pellington, with screenplay by Albert Torres. Henry Poole, played by Luke Wilson, is diagnosed with a terminal disease. With this news, he sadly goes back to the city he grew up in and purchases a run-down house. No longer caring for anything or anyone, he adopts a very unhealthy lifestyle and just wants to be left alone. Among his neighbors is Esperanza Martinez, played by Adriana Barraza, as well as Millie, played by Morgan Lilly, an 8-year-old girl who lives with her single mom, Dawn Stupak, played by Rhoda Mitchell. Young Millie hasn't spoken since her dad abandoned them over a year before. One day, Esperanza shows up on Henry's property, praying towards a mark on the side of his house. She believes that it is the face of Jesus Christ. On the other hand, Henry thinks the mark is simply caused by a water stain on a poor paint job. Esperanza even invites the priest, Father Salazar, played by George Lopez, to witness the miracle. More and more people flock to see the face on Henry's wall. Gradually, Henry begins to open up to his neighbors. He witnesses how the seemingly miraculous power of the face seems to bring them hope, yet he still has difficulty finding acceptance with his own condition. Poignant yet with lighthearted humor, Henry Poole Is Here is a meaningful and spiritual movie for the whole family.
Yeah, he's a linguist too, but once in an interview he said, when questions of decision, reason, or choice of action arise, human science is at a loss.
You actually believe that?
He meant that not everything needs an explanation. Sometimes things just happen because we choose for them to. I chose to believe.
Okay.
Our final feature is the 2010 film Hereafter, directed by the renowned Clint Eastwood, with a screenplay by award-winning Peter Morgan. The movie follows three people who are all impacted by death in different ways. In Thailand, French reporter Marie Lillet, played by César-winning Belgian actress Cécile de France, is on assignment with her boyfriend Didier. Didier, played by Thierry Neuwirth, is the producer of her TV news program. While shopping for souvenirs for Didier's children, a sudden tsunami sweeps Marie and many around her out to sea. She is rescued by the locals, but a near-death experience leaves a deep impression on her. Meanwhile, in the U.S., we meet George Longin, played by Oscar winner Matt Damon. George has the ability to communicate with the deceased. He used to make a living as a professional psychic, but has since stopped, opting to work in a factory with small earnings in order to lead a normal life. One day, his brother Billy, played by Jay Moore, brings his client to see George for a session with his deceased wife. In the United Kingdom, we are introduced to 12-year-old twins Marcus and Jason, played by Frankie and George McLaren. The brothers are very close and live alone with their mother, Jackie, played by Lindsay Marshall. With an incompetent mother due to her addictions, the boys must take care of themselves independently. One day, Marcus and Jason are delighted to find that their mother is finally going to stop her addictions. But as Jason goes to get her detoxification medicine, he loses his life in an accident. Marcus is sent to a foster home, furthering his depression. Although on different continents, the fate of these characters brings them together in a moving, thought-provoking film. Hereafter was nominated for the 2011 Oscar for Best Achievement in Visual Effects. Heaven Can Wait, Henry Poole is here, and Hereafter are marvelous films that examine some of the fascinating aspects of life in the world beyond. Thoughtful viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. After, Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the grace of the divine fill your hearts with bliss and contentment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.